Nothing says I love you like diamonds. Whether it's a diamond pendant, necklace, or diamond ring, you're sure to impress your loved one on this most special day of giving. Imagine the look on her face when she opens the greatest gift she'll ever receive. Diamonds. But what if diamonds aren't enough? Well, here at Zampier Fine Jewelry, we have a special offer, but for a very limited time. For you, the selective diamond shopper, we present the Emmett Smith Collection. On display now, combining the finest perfectly cut diamonds and grade A Black Angus feces. Here's former Cowboy running back Emmett Smith.
We had some diamonds, but we had a lot of cow poo-poo around it. And the diamonds was mixed in with the poo-poo. It just all looked like poo-poo.
It's the Emmett Smith Collection, only at Zampier's. Combining diamonds and farm fresh manure.
Got everything you need for a three-day party. Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 640 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hard Line. And we are down here in Houston at the Super Bowl. I see the work of the Eastern time zone has been completed for the day, hadn't it?
It has. But the people here are loving it, people from San Francisco.
You think?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're already finished.
Yeah, their work has been completed, too, it looks like.
I mean, don't you like it when we go to the West Coast?
Yeah.
I mean, when we're finished every day at 5 o'clock?
But see, I thought the Bennett was doing a show on that KNBR.
I think he only does it a couple days a week or something like that. Mm. Not really sure on that.
I thought he did. I thought him and Rick Barry teamed up for a show. And if that's the case, then he would be doing it there, you would think. Go ask that girl, Cobra. Go ask her if Skip Bayless does a show on KNBR.
He does fill-in work.
Oh, he does?
I'm told, yeah.
Oh, I thought he did regular
Skip
stuff.
Bayless, does he do fill-in work or is he Skip Bayless?
Talking to people at KNBR, a Susquehanna Faults Craft.
Yes,
by the way.
What a great company to work for.
Remember, for all your radio fine china or real estate needs, okay, think Susquehanna Faults Craft first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad we work for Susquehanna?
I am.
Greatest radio company ever.
Yep, I will like it until I get to the hotel tonight, then I won't. So what was the story there?
He does fill-in work on Mondays and something with Rick Barry.
Okay.
And I go, yeah, he used to work at our station. He goes, yeah, that's when he broke the story that Troy Aikman was gay. I was like, yeah, that's pretty much the last words he ever had here. I started laughing.
Does he have a line on people out there?
The medic?
I know he's got a line on you.
No, that's right. He does have a line on me. Yeah.
Do they rate him out there?
They might debate him. I don't know if they're rating him. I guess in radio, you're always rated.
Well, that's what I thought.
Some stations
I thought
are.
Rating was not the issue. Being debated was.
Well, maybe you're onto something there.
You think they try to talk him out of things?
I hope so, because Skip's pretty wild sometimes. Do you know the weird thing about him? I don't know what y'all have said about him, but I saw him at Media Day yesterday. He won't even acknowledge us. I mean, you'll say hi to him, and he'll just kind of brush you off.
Yeah, he's always said hi to me, but that's it. That's all I get out of him.
Yeah, I may get a hi, but it's not. I mean, I wouldn't mind talking to him. Because
I
had a decent relationship with him when
he was
here.
Yeah, I don't hate the guy
you know
at all.
I used to talk to him every day.
Because without him, we're not here.
Right.
And I recognize that.
Yeah. I mean, we've made fun of him and stuff, and I think he's taken it.
Well, we make fun of everybody.
Exactly. We make fun of ourselves, and I hate that. I hate that he didn't, like, call in on our 10th anniversary.
I would have loved to have had him on.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Hey, recognize what he did. And, you know, we're not the ones that fired him. It's not us that did that. And it's not Susquehanna that did that.
Uh-uh.
That's a whole nother regime that was taking us over at the time. So, I don't know why he's so bitter at us.
Not either. He's a weird dude.
He is an odd duck. Hopefully someday he will get over that. Now, what's on that Dunham and Miller morning show tomorrow?
Ooh, we got a big show tomorrow. We got Troy Aikman. Troy Aikens.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some...
See, how's that been for you?
Is he here? Or? I don't think he's here yet. He may be coming in. He's great. He is.
He is awesome, man. He is good.
I always enjoy listening to it.
Yeah.
But you know what I can't believe?
What?
how much he knows about what's going on up here.
I know. He listens.
Which makes one wonder when he was playing.
I think he listened a little bit back then, yeah.
I still say that Junior Miller's right on target. I mean, all these other guys that say they never listen. Well, you know, Mike admitted it. Remember when we had him on?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Junior said, if there was a station that all they talked about was radio stuff,
we'd listen.
Every one of us would listen.
Yeah.
No matter if they're ripping you or not. You know, even if they're ripping you, you want to know how they're ripping you.
Yeah.
And Mike said that when he was a player, he never missed a word we said about him. Ever.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or whatever.
Most of it was good, though.
You know what? I don't believe that.
Another hardline 180.
I think if you asked him to name who our midday show was, he couldn't do it.
He probably couldn't.
Well, okay. If you listen, you
know.
Well,
I know, but they listen, but there's a lot of listeners that we have that are that way. You know, like I couldn't name everyone. I watch Channel 4 a lot. I couldn't name everyone on their staff that does news throughout the day.
Yeah.
Same thing with Channel 8 and Channel 5.
I mean, you listen to The Edge a lot, don't you? Can you name all their...
I couldn't name those guys, and I listened to The Edge.
I could name one DJ.
Jogger.
Right?
That's the morning show. No, I named the... I forgot his name.
Hey. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
Jogger.
See?
Josh.
Josh. Hey, it's Josh.
By the way, he's out here. Little
Minaj.
Guy Sports?
Yeah, I saw Guy Sports. He's down in that other section down there.
Yeah, let me go down there with the wireless.
Man, we don't have time right now.
Oh, that's too bad.
Maybe tomorrow.
Check in. Maybe Friday.
You could do that.
Yeah, maybe Friday.
Hey, we also have the girl on television this week. It's the girl from the Luby's commercials. Have you seen the Luby's commercial? And there's a blonde in there. It's kind of cute.
I can't believe it. Are there any Luby's left? Everyone I used to go to shut down.
Yeah, they're big here in Houston. And she lives in Houston. And she's going to be with us right here at this table tomorrow.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, is she hot or something?
Yeah.
How old? Yeah. Young?
Is Junior going to hit on her like he does all the time?
I'm sure he will. But he's got such a little game that she won't have very little interest.
You know, I have a bone to pick with you guys. And
what?
Danny and I noticed this. Hmm. Because you guys, what do you normally dress like when you go into your show in the morning?
Sometimes I dress like this if I have something to do later in the day. But if I don't, I'll look like a slob.
Yeah, you look terrible. You hadn't shaved or anything. Mm-hmm. Craig looks like just a... turd rolled in grass.
Hi, Craig.
God. It's abrasive.
So Danny and I are back at the station checking out pictures of when Heidi Klum showed up.
Well,
and boy, you couldn't have found two sharper dressed guys in the Metroplex than those two.
Anytime we have a guest of prominence coming in the studio, we'll dress up a little bit.
I mean, it's unbelievable. No, but you were shined to the nines, baby. I mean, you had nice shoes on, nice... Junior had a sweater on that was like form-fitting, very Will and Grace of him, you know, looking all sweet. His hair's all slicked back. George,
no doubt, you had
product in your hair.
Yeah, and I normally do.
No, you don't.
I don't today because I didn't bring it down, but I normally do have product in my hair.
It just looked really funny that there they are at 6:30 in the morning, just all shined up, you know.
Like either of you have a chance.
Yeah, like why would you do that? You going to go banger?
We do that for males who come. When we had Dion on, we tried to look decent, knowing that people are going to take pictures of us and stuff. You want to look decent.
Amusers suck balls.
Mike.
We're just trying to be professional radio guys. As Ryan say, that's that KRLD and it's coming out.
Right. It's still there.
I wish you'd been wearing just your Bermuda shorts and your stupid North Texas shirt and your disheveled hair is going everywhere.
Nothing stupid about North Texas, sir.
Crazy beard, you know, and Junior's in bike shorts and tennis shoes. And
by the way, I want that guy that did the theme to the girl on television to do one for us.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, he is good.
For what?
But this.
I know, but for what? For us?
I don't know. Come up with something.
Who?
I don't know.
Him?
Yeah.
The guy?
Yeah. Come up with something on the show and
he'll do it.
We have a guy that does that. His name is Danny, and he does a better job than this guy does. A hundred times better.
Have you heard the big show that's coming to town?
We've gotten anything from it.
Well, anytime we need something, he does it. That's all I'm saying. Anytime we need it.
Well, I want that. I want that guy.
That's cheesy.
No, it's not.
What do you think of the big show that's coming to town song?
I've never heard it.
See if Psycho can find that. You like that?
No, I don't like that guy's stuff.
Really?
No. That's bread.
A lot of carbs there.
See, Sturm and Drong, he did something for them, for something that they do.
I like Danny's stuff.
Yeah, this is it.
Hey, I'm doing Texas.
The big show that's coming to town.
Come on, y'all know this one. Here we go. Who is the biggest show coming to town this week? So you can make your plans to go see it.
What's the matter with that?
Nothing.
It's greatness. That is greatness.
All right, does that really stack up against Diarrhea Man, though?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
How much did Diarrhea Man?
Danny hadn't done anything good in about 10 years.
I did Diarrhea Man.
Play Diarrhea Man.
This is beautiful.
Happens to every one of us. But nobody likes.
This is like John Hyatt. Have you ever heard this, Georgie?
But he's going to ask you about it anyway.
Diary has talked way too much on the stage.
You will not know like what to say.
Here we go.
It's diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Everybody in the arena holds up the lighter and sings along.
It's in your hand.
George.
Oh. Dirty diarrhea.
We don't have to put up with this in ticket stock, do we?
Yes.
Diarrhea. We might.
Oh. It's diarrhea, man.
And then I'm going to walk out on stage just kind of dripping in a bunch of brown stuff.
No, God. No, no.
Cobra.
All right, dude, just if you're out there, let us have your song and do something for us.
Don't put poop or diarrhea in it.
Why not?
I support you, Danny.
Thank you, Snake.
Well, hey, I support him, too.
Again.
I support him, too. I just like that other guy. You like Golf Takes Priority?
Yeah, that's a good one. And
I like Pink Floyd.
What was the NBA one?
Castaways.
Castaways. Oh, that's the greatest song ever. That's Danny's greatest work.
All right, well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now. We'll do that by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly next here on the Titty.